You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's break down some prospects who we haven't talked enough about on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Thursday, March 23rd. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And let's talk about a prospect who could have a Jordan Walker-esque rise if he's named to the Yankees opening day lineup, and that is Anthony Volpe. He's 12 for 39 this spring, batting .308, two homers, five steals. Strikeouts are a little bit high, but also has eight walks. The ADP over the last 2 weeks, Scott, is 265.8. I've been seeing him drafted closer to 200, and if he's named to the Yankees, I think he could go inside the top 150. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, he might deserve to go close to where Jordan Walker's going, which in our own mock drafts, in shallower leagues, I would say, than the contests you're looking at, where they have to be a little more cautious about playing time. They're not as willing to invest in an uncertainty. I think we're seeing Walker go more around pick 100. And I think maybe if, like, tomorrow we find out Volpe is the Yankees opening day shortstop, he could go in that 100 range too. So I'm surprised his ADP hasn't gone up this much hasn't gone up more than it has with him making it this deep into spring training and clearly looking better than Oswald Peraza, his primary competition at shortstop. Peraza, of course, was up late last year, is considered the superior defender, and he was considered the favorite coming into spring. But Volpe has clearly outshone him, and the Yankees clearly haven't made a decision yet at this very late juncture. So that gives me a lot of hope for Volpe, who, you know, Peraza has some power, some speed. Volpe has more, and Volpe is a great on-base threat when Peraza not so much. So from a fantasy perspective, we'd certainly rather it be Volpe. I think that plate discipline that he has gives him a pretty high floor for a 21-year-old as well. The steals ability, I mean, he had last year 50 steals, 5-0 in the minors. I've been scooping him up everywhere I can. If it's, you know, a shallower league, like a head-to-head points league, let's say, I'm willing to grab Volpe for my first bench spot, even if it's that already in like that pick 150 range. Obviously, the replacement cost is much lower in a shallow league like that, and it makes it more justifiable selling out for upside. As of right now, I'd say it's at least a 50-50 proposition. Volpe's the Yankees opening day shortstop, and I would rather have him than Peraza in fantasy at this point.
We had some big news earlier in the week as Carson Kelly is likely to miss a few months with a fractured forearm. That means Gabriel Moreno will step in as the clear starter for the Diamondbacks, seeing most of their playing time at catcher. And he's 8 for 20 this spring with two home runs. His ADP the last 2 weeks is 210. I'm thinking that moves up 40, 50 spots now that he's going to be the starter. Scott, how far are you moving up Gabriel Moreno with this recent news?
It was already the preferred fantasy option of the Diamondbacks catching tandem, but it wasn't clear exactly how they divvy up playing time between him and Carson Kelly. Now it's pretty clear. Like, Moreno is just the starter, and he's of a high enough caliber that I think he takes the job and runs with it when Kelly comes back. You know, Moreno's just the guy now for the Diamondbacks. How interesting is he for fantasy? Well, he looked a lot more interesting at this time a year ago when he was still in the Blue Jays organization, coming off what seemed like a power breakthrough in the minors. Obviously, we had the deadened ball introduced to the game more consistently last year, and Gabriel Moreno at AAA Buffalo homered just three times in 267 plate appearances. Great contact skills. And so for points leagues, I think it's easier to buy into Gabriel Moreno than categories leagues. Of course, two catcher leagues are a different story. I'm going to move Moreno up right around 12th at the position, probably behind Cal Raleigh in categories leagues, but ahead of Raleigh in points leagues because the strikeout disparity should be so big.
The last name I wanted to mention is Hunter Brown with the Houston Astros. Looked like he was going to be in the Astros rotation with Lance McCullers banged up, but Hunter Brown was scratched from his start on Wednesday due to lower back tightness. The team called it a precaution, but we're just about a week away from the season starting, Scott. So are you looking to fade Hunter Brown now with this recent injury?
Well, even before it, I didn't like the price he was going for. The most interesting thing about him is he's RP eligible, which matters in certain formats. But even in those formats, I wasn't really getting Brown. I think an overlooked aspect of this, and you and Chris Welsh were laughing at me about it on the full length podcast, but
I would never
he's replacing Lance McCullers, who's already beginning to build up again from a forearm injury that he says wasn't even classified as a grade one strain. It was a really, really minor issue. And I suspect by May 1st, if not sooner, McCullers is going to be back in the Astros rotation. Not going to say he's going to hold up for a full season, but they're going to make room for him. He's been good when he's healthy, and Brown would be the most obvious one to kick out, provided everyone else is healthy.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.